Okay, thank you so much for joining. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Siman Shin Tes Zayin. We are up to the Ramah on Sif Gimel. This is page 252, page Kuf Chav Vav Amud Beis. So what we're going to learn today, Be'ez Hashem, is that Ramah, and then Si'if Dalid as well. Maybe Sif Hei too, we'll see. So let's see the Ramah. So again, we were talking about trapping things on Shabbos. So we said anything that's Bemino Nitzod, that is normally trapped, you're going to be Chayiv, but Ein Bemino Nitzod is going to be Pater of a Lasser. So says the Ramah, V'lochein yesh li zar shal liskor teva katana o listom kelim shazvuvim bo b'Shabbos, that a person should not close a small box or close off kelim where there are flies in there on Shabbos, because if there are flies in there and you close it, it's a psik reshi that you're going to be trapping those flies. There are those that are makel, though, that in a situation where if you'd open the kli, they would be able to escape, they'd be able to run away, so then it's going to, or fly away, because then it's going to turn out that you never really, really had them trapped, because you never had access to them. You were never able to actually get a hold of them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yudalid, Shalol Liskar, Ella Yitain Sakano Shum Davar Acher Bein Akiso LaTeva B'Inyan Sheyuchlu Latzeis Misham. What you should do instead is prop open the box a little bit with something so that there's some airspace so a fly will be able to get out. V'cheinim Yesh Chor Katan B'Teva Afshenu Nir Lehedu Lezvuvim Afilu Achi Mutter. And if there's some sort of hole in the box, even if it's not directly where the flies are able to see it and access it, it's going to be mutter de sulavi psikreshe, because at least it's not a psikreshe, there's a possibility that they'll find it and get out. Teva katana, aval teva gadol, if it's a larger box, svir le ramah de l'kuli al-mashari. Then the Ramah holds that it's for sure going to be mutter, dafilu mayadum in betochalo yachal letavsa b'chad shechia. Because even if you minimized yourself and you were able to be inside that box, you wouldn't be able to catch the fly in one shot if it was a larger box. So it's not considered trapped while it's in that box. Plus, the fly is not something that's bemino nitzol. People don't trap flies because they enjoy having flies. The yesh mekilim. Then the Ramah said that those mekilim, that if the box, even if it's a small box, but if you'd open it up, the fly would get away, that would be mutter. Hu das hatur desfirle, this is a reflection of the opinion of the tour that holds the afgav de bishasis led yigabi kaveres devorim de mechaso, so both in shenbo nekav asr mishum psik reshe, that even though the Gemara says beferish when it comes to a kaveres devorim, when it comes to a beehive, that if you cover it in a way that there's no hole in there, it's going to be asr because of psik reshe, kutil kaman misiv dalid, mikol makum zvuvim shiny, but flies are different than bees, de lo mikrit se de klal, because with a fly, it's not called trapped at all. Because they're so tiny and quick that when you open up the box, they'll just fly right out. As opposed to bees, where a beehive is full of bees, and they're a little bit larger, and they don't move as quickly. So you'll be able to, maybe you won't catch all of them, but when you open the box, you'll be able to catch some of them. And therefore, by trapping them into that small box, it would be Seda on the bees, but not on the flies. Now the Bach is machmir like the first opinion that even with a fly, it's going to be usher to trap it into a small box. And the Magen Avraham thinks that way as well, and therefore it's best to chase away all the flies before you close the box. The Taz says that if you get rid of whatever flies you can openly see, you don't have to worry about the possibility that there are more flies in there, because that's what we call a suffic psik reshe. If there's a fly in there, then yes, it will be trapped, but you don't know that there is a fly in there. That's what we call a suffic psik reshe. And to begin with, it's only a din drabanan because a fly is ein bemino nitzod, and therefore you don't have to be so machmir on a suffic psik reshe on a din drabanan. So this is a huge maramakom. Everyone needs to know this bir halacha about this taz that's quoted over here. So the bir halacha writes, the taz is mechadesh a huge chiddush when it comes to psik reshe. Vuhu tikshem deich the sfeikal onim yasi yisrael lo amrin davar shen miskavin mutul Rabbi Shimon. Just like we say that a davar shen miskavin is a situation where you don't know that the yisrael is going to resist result from your action, and that's going to be mutter. Kigon begris mitikisiv sasul savigum yasa charitalide agrira. Like when you drag a bench and you're not sure if it's going to make a hole in the ground, kmokain huadin, hecha de mesapglanim yesh iser ba maiser shosuv when miskavil iser, nami mutal rabbi shimon. Vilchain mutter binilsa teva vishemi in ba atuzvuvim. A suffix psikreshe is also a devashena miskavain, meaning a case where if there's a fly in the box, it is absolutely going to get trapped. But if there's no fly in the box, then I'm not doing anything wrong, and I do not know if there's a fly in the box. That's also considered like a Dovashena Miskavein. However, says the Bir Alacha, Velule Dvar Vasvar Lihipuch, I would have thought the opposite. Misri Yasa Bevada Idea Maisa, Hainu Ani'ila, Savigum Yeshkan Isra, Hainu Dvar Nisar Velisvik Daraisa. He says, I would have thought that this is what we would call a Savig Daraisa Lechumra. If there is a fly in the box, closing that box is for sure going to be violating the Malacha of Tzad. So I would have thought that it's not a Dovashena Miskavein, that would be a situation of Savik Dal Raisa Luchurma. Now, it happens to be that since we're talking about flies, it's only Drabanan to begin with, so it wouldn't make a difference. It would be Savik Drabanan Lakula. This comes up in Yeridea, right? If, let's say, are you allowed to, the Ramah talks about whether you're allowed to raise the flame under a pot of a Nachri, where you don't know what's in that pot. If there are blios of Chalav and there's Basar in the pot, there may be blios of Chalav in the pot as well. So it might be Bishal Basar B'Chalav, or it might not be, because you don't know if there are blios of chalav in the pot. So that's the same issue. That's where that taz comes up in Yoredeya about suffix psikreshe. Do we say that that's considered to be a davar she'eno miskavein? Now, siv dalid, parson machzelis al gabi akaveris, you could spread a mat over a beehive, makim shabaskansum advarm nasus tvash, a place where they, or a honeycomb, I guess it is, a place where they bring the bees together to make honey, oblvachli chavin lotzud, as long as you're not having kavanah to trap it, v'gamu bin yashenu. It has to be that it's not a definite that it will become trapped, so that it not be a psik reshe. Sif katan yud zayin, parson machzelis, becham necham gsham negshamim. You're spreading this thing over it just to protect it from the sun or from the rain. You don't want to attach it really tightly around where the bees are, so at least the bees have a chance of being able to get out. Oshish Bekaver says a chorkot of Yichol Motzis Misham, where there's got to be some little hole that they're able to get out through. The Avogav Shein near Lehegel Advarim Al Yidei Zeh, even though the bees will not see that hole directly, Afiluach Yishari would still be mutter. The Kaim Lek Rabbi Shimon Dov Shein Miskavin mutter, because we pass like Rabbi Shimon that a Dov Shein Miskavin is mutter. Avok Shein Bochor Klal, but if there's no hole, there's no way out, us have a psikreshe. Then it's a psikreshe. Vasa Afil Mosad Rabbanan. A psikreshe and a Rabbanan is going to be usher also. If a person spreads out a trap, and as you spread it out, a wild animal goes into the trap, you put out a mouse trap, and then later the mouse goes into the trap, that's only Nisr Midirabanan. That is not Midaraisa, that's only Nisr Midirabanan. And B'makom Hefsid, it could be that that's considered a grum, and you could be Mekil. And that's why the Magen Avraham says one should be careful not to put out mouse traps on Shabbos, because that's going to be a big problem of trapping the mice, of a Malacha Drabanan on Shabbos. So to review what we learned today, in the Ramah in Sif Gimel we had learned that you shouldn't close a small box where there are flies in the box, because that's a secretion that they're going to be trapped. But a larger box where you wouldn't be able to catch them in one swing anyway, in one lunge anyway, would be mutter. But there are those that are making, even in a small box, if the fly would be able to fly away without you catching it. We wouldn't be making with bees in that situation, but with a fly, since even when it's in the small box, you don't really have shlita over it, because it will be able to escape as soon as you open up. So that's why Yesh Mekilin on that situation. But we saw the great Chiddush of the Taz, that if you're not sure if there are flies in there or not, so that's what we call Safik Psik Reshe, and the Taz holds it as a Din of a Dover Shein Miskavein, and it's therefore going to be Mutter, particularly since we're talking about flies over here, which are a Dover Shein B'mino Nitzod. And then in Siv Dalad we said that you're allowed to spread a mat to protect the Kaveris Devorim from the sun or from the rain, but but you have to leave some way for the bees to be able to get out in order that it not be a psik reshe, because otherwise, if it were a psik reshe, it's going to be usr. And then the Mishnah Berurah just added that if you have a trap that you put out, if at the second that you put it out, an animal goes in, chayiv chatas. But if the animal only goes in later, like a mouse trap where you put out and the animal only goes in later, that's an issur midrabanan, so a person should not put out mouse traps on Shabbos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up the Siman Shin Tazayin, Si'ifim, Hey and Vav. Everyone have a wonderful evening.